In this bulletin, Australia's 47th government to hold their first parliament sitting today. Russia further reduces gas flows through a major European pipeline. And in sport, a player revolt brewing for the Manly Sea Eagles as seven teammates plan a boycott over the club's pride jersey. Good morning, Tina Quinn with SBS News. The government is expected to bring its climate legislation to Parliament during the first sitting week, which begins today. Labor is hoping to legislate the 43% emissions reduction target it took to the election, but it could face resistance from the opposition, as well as the Greens and Independents seeking more ambitious measures. Independent Senator David Pocock says he would look towards negotiating a climate trigger on environmental regulations to help measure the climate impact of future developments.
On the 43% bill, we've been having some really good discussions with Minister Bowen and his office about, you know, issues that have been raised, speaking to experts here in the ACT and things that the community want.
The newly appointed United States Ambassador to Australia has hinted there are further announcements about to be made on the Trilateral AUKUS Security Alliance. Caroline Kennedy has handed over her credentials to the Governor-General in Canberra and hosted the US Embassy's first Indigenous Welcome to Country and smoking ceremony. Speaking to reporters after her swearing in, the ambassador said that AUKUS will have many benefits for all parties.
AUKUS is a really significant partnership between three of the closest allies. Well, there are many announcements that are going to be coming in the coming weeks, so I think that's best to let those unfold and then maybe we can talk about them as they do.
The New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, says most of the documents holding up the parliamentary inquiry into the former Deputy Premier John Barilaro's appointment to a New York trade job will be handed over by the end of the week. The state Labor opposition is demanding a recall of Parliament if the documents are not handed over. The Premier also addressing an online video showing Mr. Barilaro involved in a scuffle with a cameraman outside of a bar in the Northern Beaches suburb of Manly last Saturday night.
There is no place for altercations in society like that. But I also make the point, as Mr. Barilaro has pointed out, that people get pushed and pushed and pushed. And I don't believe there's any place for harassment. Particularly for people who are private citizens.
Russia's multinational energy corporation Gazprom will further reduce natural gas flows through a major pipeline to Europe by 20% capacity. As of Wednesday, the state-owned company will site repairs of equipment, reducing the daily output of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany to 33 million cubic metres. It comes after Gazprom questioned the return of a part that has been at the centre of tensions over natural gas deliveries through the pipelines, saying it's not satisfied with the documents it has received. Nord Stream, a key gas route between Russia and the EU, has been operating at 40% capacity since last week, leaving governments and businesses across the bloc on tenterhooks as the region's worst energy crisis in decades seeps into the broader economy. Pope Francis has delivered on a promise to apologise to Canada's native people on their home soil for the church's role in schools where Indigenous children were abused. Speaking near the site of a former school, the Pope branded the forced cultural assimilation as evil and apologised for Christian support of the colonising mentality. He's also called for a serious investigation of the so-called residential schools and further assistance to help survivors and descendants heal.
I am sorry. I ask forgiveness in particular for the ways in which many members of the church and of religious communities cooperated, not least through their indifference, in projects of cultural destruction and forced assimilation promoted by the government of that time, which culminated in the system of residential schools.
We turn to sport now, and in Rugby League, seven Manly Sea Eagle players will boycott their team's home match against the Sydney Roosters on Thursday night over an LGBTIQA+ jersey. The club will wear a new one-off jersey for the match with a rainbow pattern replacing the usual white piping. But some players are unhappy that they were not consulted beforehand by the club and are also objecting to wearing the jersey on cultural and religious grounds. The seven boycotters include Josh Alloway and Jason Saab. Manly coach Des Hasler is understood to support the players' decision to sit out the game, despite it being a crucial one for the Sea Eagles, who are just outside the top eight. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom this morning. I'm Tina Quinn. There'll be more at midday.